New this morning, a young woman accused of causing a deadly chain reaction crash on Jacksonville's west side earlier this winter is due in court today. Action News Jack's Alexis Clevenger reports live from outside of the Duval County Courthouse with a preview. This young woman, 24 years old, has already been arrested multiple times since 2019, Alexis.
Yeah, that's right. And out of the seven charges she's now facing, four of them are felonies. Now, she has just over a $200,000 bond, and she's expected to find out today in court whether or not that bond will be granted. Now, Kaylin Lautenschlager was arrested on February 26th. Investigators say she struck a pickup truck with her car, hit two pedestrians, and killed one of them. This all happened on the I-295 exit ramp to I-10. Florida Highway Patrol says she lost control of her car and tried to leave the scene, but was later taken into custody. And a JSO arrest report says after she was arrested, officers searched her purse and found Molly, over 8 grams of a purple powder substance, and a small white powder substance that she says was fentanyl.
And that hearing is going to take place a little bit later today. We'll certainly be updating any developments that come along the way. And again, records show Lautenschlager has been arrested multiple times for DUI, criminal mischief, violations of probation, all since 2019.